Mr. President, honorable ministers, on behalf of the African Union, I wish to express my sincere thanks for the honor and privilege to address this important gathering that prevails over global matters of health. At least 1 billion people suffer each year because they cannot obtain the health services they need. About 150 million of the people who do use health services are subjected to financial catastrophic expenditures annually, and 100 million are pushed below the poverty line as a result of paying for the services they receive. In the next 20 years, 40 to 50 million new healthcare workers will need to be trained and deployed to meet the needs. Globally, two-thirds of 56 annual deaths are still not registered on our continent. Our weak health systems do not make this situation better. As you are aware, a good health system delivers quality services to all people when and where they need them. We further know that this requires a robust financing mechanism, a well-trained and adequately paid workforce, reliable information on which to base decisions and policies, well-maintained facilities and logistics to deliver quality medicines and technologies. We all thought that we were almost getting there until the recent Ebola outbreak put our health systems to the test. It is clear now that there are still some countries in the world whose health systems are not strong enough to cope. Even though some countries have strong health systems, the Ebola outbreak has revealed that it does you no good if you have a strong health system when your neighbor doesn't have one. The diseases can easily cross the border and come to your own country. We therefore need to collectively strengthen our health systems. The countries that are doing well need to share their experience and resources with the countries that are still trying to improve. And there could be no better platform than this one to do so. In order to move from where we are to stronger health systems, I urge you to utilize the initiatives that already exist as vehicles to get there. First of all, let us embrace universal health care. Though universal health coverage, we need to ensure that all people receive health services they need without suffering financial hardship when paying for them. On innovative financing for health, in recent years, there have been significant efforts to help countries and other global initiatives fill national financing gaps as they work towards achieving the Millennium Development Goals. As we approach the end of 2015, should we not consider extending such an initiative to support the attainment of these sustainable development goals? Regarding pro-poor policies in poverty reduction, there have been a lot of initiatives worldwide on fostering pro-poor policies for poverty reduction. As you are all aware, focusing on pro-poor growth and income poverty implies identifying binding constraints and offering policy and strategies to address them. We need to ensure that this poverty reduction is translated into tangible benefits for health in general and strengthening of health systems in particular. On establishing and improving health insurance systems, you may agree with me that one of the best ways to make health services accessible to all is through establishment of sustainable and social policies, such as development of robust health insurance systems in place of subsidies that currently exist mainly in developing countries. However, access to health services and insurance systems is not only a challenge of developing countries, but the developed ones as well. In all political campaigns in both developed and developing countries, access to health is always part of the manifesto. This shows us that it is a common problem and we need to do something about it as a matter of strengthening our health systems. I thank you for your attention.